Hola, mis queridos estudiantes. Vamos a Mexico, Tierra del Sol. Yeah, we're going to Mexico for vacation, but don't worry, I will be with my laptop, and I'll even bring my microphone and all that other stuff. And no, I won't be wearing a Mexican serape and sombrero. I'll be having, you know, shorts and t-shirts and be a gringo. But don't worry, I'm still here with you. It's week number 12, and we're continuing bonds. I know you should be going over the relationship of interest rates and bond prices, the different types of bonds, and then this week, the bond calculations, bond yield formulas, and then valuation. Really exciting. Well, no, I guess not really, not as exciting as stock valuation, but also much more predictable and boring. They're bonds. Okay, now, what's next? So that's this week. So chapters 9 and 10 and 11. You need to be, no, I'm sorry, 8, 9, and 10. 8, 9, and 10, because 10 is hybrid securities. So don't spend a whole lot of time on it. There's only 3 questions on exam number 4, and I give you the questions and the answers. So I know it's near the end of the semester. Everyone's getting really tired. So if you're so inclined, study about hybrid securities, but it's not, first of all, there's not that many of them, and they're not that important. And if you really want growth and income, you buy stocks. And if you want income, you buy bonds. Why buy something that has the best of both worlds and the worst of both worlds? But I'm getting too far into it. So just only 3 questions, and I give you the questions and answers on the exam. Now, next week, chapter 11, next week, we go back to the beginning of our journey and tie everything together as we re-examine the internal struggle between risk and return. Do you want to eat well, or do you want to sleep well? And also next week, not this week, but next week, week 13, exam number 4. So there'll be the bonds, blah, 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 bonds, bond calculations, the 3 questions about hybrid securities, preferred stock, convertible securities, and then diversification and asset allocation, chapter 11, which is next week. And this is yet another time for you to do the Gordon growth model and the discounted cash flow model. Look, folks, you can't leave Business 123 without knowing how to do these. Those of you who do, thank you very much. This is your practice over and over and over again until you see them in your sleep. Those of you who haven't gotten them, there's a few of you, contact me. That's why we're here. Contact the folks at the Academic Success Center. Study the worksheets in Chapter 4. Again, worksheet number 3 in Chapter 9 is also something I would study a lot for exam number 4, okay? And we'll discuss this again next week. So don't forget the assignments. Turn them in even if they're late. We want you to do them. We believe they're going to help you become prudent, long-term oriented, successful investors. And then the discussion forums. Look, folks, you got to turn in this. You got to post for the discussion forums. We need your input. And it's worth some points, too, so you don't want to lose that, right? We're at the downhill side of the semester. Don't give up now. Never give up. Saludos de México.